each gospel gives us a different version and a different vision of what happened that particular morning when they found the tomb empty. And as John shares a story with us, I want us to just think about what they kept doing when they found the tomb empty. So we have Mary, she's the first to arrive, and she goes and she finds the tomb empty, and she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know where Jesus is, so she goes and gets those whom she trusts, Peter and John. And she brings them to the empty tomb, and they're a little bit hesitant. John's a little hesitant about going in, but Peter goes in, because that's Peter. He's got to rush in. Peter goes in, John follows, and they find the tomb just as empty. And John tells us that they believed. But then, what do? They simply go home. They simply go home. And then Mary stays. And when Mary stays, she looks into the tomb and she sees the two angels, one on each end. And Jesus made his bed, if you hadn't noticed. That's what the scriptures told us. Everything was neatly folded and placed where it should be placed. So I don't know how many of you made your bed this morning, but Jesus made his bed when he rose. She finds everything neatly made. And she talks to them because she's still confused. You know, where is my Lord? And then she asks a second time to the man she thinks is the gardener. And it's when Jesus calls out her name, when Jesus says, Mary, she knows his voice and she recognizes immediately who this is. But he reminds her, don't touch me, I'm ascending, I can't. You know, this is this moment, but go and tell. And she goes and she tells the disciples that she has seen the Lord. So I was wondering what we would do if we found the tomb empty. Would we be like Peter and John, believing but not really knowing what that meant, and kind of just quietly go home? Because it's not till later that night when they actually see him that the belief really kicks in. Or would we be like Mary? Would we just stay there beside an empty tomb, grieving, wondering, confused? And what I really thought about was Mary stays. John and Peter go away. And if you read the other Gospels, every single time someone's running away from that empty tomb. They're not quite certain what to do with the empty tomb. Mary stays. Mary stays and gets the blessing of seeing Jesus. And I thought about us and the hard times we go through. And what is it that we do when things get rough, when things get hard in relationships, when things get hard in life, when things get hard at work? Do we in some way run away? Do we try and get out of whatever it is that we don't want to face? Or do we stay in it? Do we stay right there in that hard place? Because think about it, for Mary, that was a hard place. She just saw her Savior crucified. She knew he got put in a tomb. Now he wasn't there. She didn't know how to process any of that. So she stayed weeping. And there, in the midst of her pain and grief and suffering, Jesus appeared. Jesus is with us in those hard and dark times as much as he is with us in those joyful, wonderful moments. Like in a month or so, we might have a baptism and we're going to be shouting hallelujah all over the fact that we're baptizing a baby, or the birth of a child, or the birth of an animal, or all those, a wedding, all the wonderful things in life that we just want to shout hallelujah. Jesus is there. But he's also there when our loved ones die. He's also there when we get a diagnosis we don't want to hear. He's also there when we get fired. He's also there when the things of our life overwhelm us so that we move into places that are destructive to ourselves. Christ is always there. And if we stay in that moment, if we stay in it long enough, for Christ to come into our hearts, into our spirits, for that Holy Spirit to wash upon us, we will know Christ is with us. But the other way that we know Christ is with us is when the body of Christ gathers around us in those rough and hard times. When they make phone calls, when they write cards, when they provide food, or when they provide money for rent or money for a utility bill, when they do the things that remind us that we are part of a body. Today we celebrate the risen Lord, but today we need to remember that no matter where we are, Christ is with us. And if we enter into places like the empty tomb and we can't figure out what to do, we take that moment just to be still. And if we're still enough, God will speak. God will speak.